To His Mistress Going to Bed by John Donne. Come, madam, come, all rest my powers defy. Until I in labor lie. The foe oft times, having the foe in sight, is tired with standing, though he never fight. Off with that girdle, like heaven's sown glittering, but a far fairer world encompassing. Unpin that spangled breastplate which you wear, that the eyes of busy fools may be stopped there. Unlace yourself, for that harmonious chime tells me from you that now it is bedtime. Off with that happy busk which I envy, that still can be and still can stand so nigh, your gown going off such beauteous state reveals. As when from a flowery mead the hill's shadow steals. Off with your wiry coronet, and show the hairy diadems on which you do grow. Off with your hose and shoes, then softly tread in this love's hallowed temple, this soft bed. In such white robes heaven's angels used to be revealed to men. Thou, angel, bringest with thee a heaven-like Mahomet's paradise. And though ill spirits walk in white, we easily know by these angels from an evil sprite. Those set our hairs, but these are flesh upright. License my roving hands and let them go before, behind, between, above, below. Oh, my America, my newfound land, my kingdom, safest when one man manned, mine of precious stones, my empery, how I am blessed in thus discovering thee. To enter these bonds is to be free. Then, where my hand is set, my soul shall be. Full nakedness, all joys are due to thee, as souls unbodied, bodies unclothed must be, to taste whole joys. Gems which you women use, like Atlanta's ball, cast in men's views, that, when a fool's eye lighteth on a gem, his earthly soul might court that, not them. Like pictures, or like books gay coverings made for laymen, are all women thus arrayed. Themselves are only mystic books, which we, whom their imputed grace will dignify, must see revealed. Then, since that I may know, as liberally as to thy midwife show thyself, cast all, yea, this white linen hence. There is no penance due to innocence. To teach thee, I am naked first. Why then, what needs thou have more covering than a man?